Welcome back to another Hilcha Shabbos here. We are continuing the halachas of opening packages on Shabbos, and we are kamat finished. We have one or two more shiurim on the discussion of opening packages. Actually, you could go on for a long time, but we'll try to get it in the next one, two, or maybe three more shiurim to try to just wrap up the sugya of halachas of opening packages on Shabbos. Now, we spoke out there are three reasons why you're allowed to rip the leather off a chavis on Shabbos, the three reasons given in the Paiskim. And therefore, you have to try to apply to other things. What are the three reasons why you let it rip the leather off the chavis? Either, like the Chai Adam says, anytime it's a kilkel that's for the food, it's mutter to mekalkel and ruin something for Shabbos, not a problem of tearing. Another pshat was considered like a peel of a food that you're ripping off, it's not considered the ripping. And the third pshat is the Shulchan Aruch HaRav holds that anytime something is one item, one guf, and you rip that, that's not called tearing. Tearing is only if you rip something that was sewed together or stuck together. So the shaila is like this. Until now, we were talking about opening food packages, and if you tear it in a destructive way, it's mutter, we open a food package. What about opening packages that are non-food packages, that they're not food? It's not food, a package of clothing, a package of a magazine, whatever it is, you want to rip that plastic, is it mutter to rip? So let's go through the reasons. The reason of the Tehillah David, that it's a peel, does not apply here. And you would never be able to use that reason to apply it to non-food items. It's not considered a peel of a food if it's not a food. And the reason of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav would apply, because if it's a piece of plastic, it's the same thing. It's not called tearing, because it's not something that's glued or sewed together. It's one piece of plastic, so you're glad I ripped that. The question is, which the Ikar reason is the Chaya Adam's reason, who says that if it's a kilkel, if it's destructive, then it's mutter. Does that apply, and really, something that you do destructive on Shabbos is Asur Midrabanan. Mekalkel is Asur Midrabanan. They will only matir when it's a tzarech, the food. Is it mutter when it's any tzarech Shabbos or dafka tzarech eichel? That's the question, because the Ikar reason is always the Chaya Adam's reason, and therefore we have to know if the Chaya Adam's reason applies to non-food items as well, that kilkel be mutter tzarech Shabbos. So the truth is, Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shem Mem, Sivkata Mem Aleph says, but regarding opening an envelope and destroying the envelope, he says it's also to do on Shabbos. And it sounds like the mekalkel is also l'chatchila on Shabbos. Midrabanan is also on Shabbos to be mekalkel, and therefore you cannot open an envelope to read what's in it. But the Chazinish argues on that Mishnah Berurah, and Rav Moshe has a way to answer Mishnah Berurah and still say you let it open non-food packages. Rav Moshe says this, and also the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa in the Perek Tesa Arachav says the same thing, that by a letter, it's not such Tzarech Shabbos. He's talking about you're allowed to read that letter on Shabbos because that letter has maybe the things you have to know for after Shabbos, but it's not something you need right now. It's not Tzarech Shabbos, not for enjoyment right now for Shabbos. And therefore, there it's a problem with Kalkul. But Zog Rav Moshe, if it's a Tzarech Shabbos today, even if it's not a food item, you're allowed to be Mekalkel on Shabbos. And it says like that Mefurish in the Shulchan Shlomo, which is from Rav Shlomo Zalman's Pesachim. I'll read you the Lashon. He says like this, Divrei Halbasha, which means clothing, Hanimtzah Mesakias Narlin. It's found in a plastic covering, Ukadoima. Sheshachel Apostle Ba'yayim, you forgot to open this package of clothing before Shabbos. Mutla Kraya B'Shabbos, Sakias Derech Kulam. You're allowed to rip this bag in a destructive way. In a way that I won't have to use that plastic for a kli. Then you're allowed to rip off the leather of the chavis. It's not dafka achila. Like he says, you find in Tashbats brought on the Kavachayim that if you have a shofar that's stuck in a box and you want to blow the shofar, you're allowed to rip open that chavis in order to get the shofar. So you see, even if it's not tzarech eichel, just tzarech yontav or tzarech Shabbos, it's mutter to tear. And the Radvaz also says, Mata lishbar tevel ojdovashu tzarech Shabbos. And he says, this is not like the Pesach Advir argues, and therefore he says that it's mutter, even though it's not food. That's what it says klar in the Rosh Lema Zalman, and that's the Minig Olam, and it comes out, you really have two reasons. You have the Chai other reason, because Kilk is mutter any Tzarech Shabbos, and you also have the reason of Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that anything that's one guf is not considered tearing. And that's the next year, or the next two shirim, we'll talk about practical applications.